Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev, Whole-Time Director and CFO. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call of Satluj Textiles and Industries for the fourth quarter and full year FY24. I trust you are all doing well. With me on the call today, Mr. S.K. Khandelia, Advisor to Chairman, and Taylor IR Advisors, our Investor Relationship team. We have already uploaded the investor presentation and I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. Let me start the call by giving you the financial highlights of the quarter and year gone by, after which Khandelia will fill you in with the business highlights as well as the industry highlights. For Q4 FY24, our consolidated total income is at 665 crores, which was 9% higher than Q3 FY24, which was on account of volume increase as well as marginal increase in the realization. Gross profit stood at 269 crores, which was sequentially higher by 13%. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 40.4%, which is higher by 167 bps on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA for the quarter was 13 crores as against minus 1 crore in Q3 FY24. For FY24, our consolidated total income stood at 2727 crores. Gross margin came in at 37%. EBITDA stood at minus 13 crores and PAT came at minus 136 crores. As we have been updating you, our efforts at strengthening our balance sheet still continues. During the year, we have reduced our debt by 111 crores to 821 crores as against 932 crores as on 31st March 2023. Our current debt to equity ratio continues to stay below 1 and is currently standing at 0.85. Central banks are closely monitoring the inflation rates to ensure that it remain within target ranges conducive to economic growth and stability. As we all know, the situation is slowly improving on the export front, and as the rates are stable, sentiments are improving slightly. We can anticipate a marginal uptick in the coming quarters. Those were my opening remarks. I now request Khandelia ji to please take it forward with the business and industry updates.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Rajeev, and thank you all for joining us today on this conference call. I would like to repeat the comments of our Executive Chairman, Mr. Nopani, in the press release on our results, which summarizes the position. The global economy remains subdued in the face of geopolitical turmoil in different regions of the world. Consumer spending continues to be need-based due to supply chain disruptions, price volatility, and an uncertain outlook. The Indian textile industry, particularly the spinning sector, has been severely impacted as it depends largely on exports, and due to lack of exports, there was a glut in the domestic market as well, and that resulted in reduction in capacity utilization and pressure on the margins. While the Indian growth story continues to gather momentum with a positive impact of government policies, we do see an improvement in recent months in market sentiment and are hopeful of a turnaround in coming quarters gradually. At Satluj, we are well equipped to weather this storm and we have been focusing on improving our operating efficiencies and developing new products while diving deeper into our existing markets. These initiatives will help us improve our performance during FY24-25. I would like to add two things, that our strategic initiative of green fiber which where the capacity utilization is full, and that will help us for producing sustainable products, and for that the greater market is there. Another thing, the home textile, where we have started Mestera cut service, and that is a brand in initial stages, that is also gradually coming up. As of now, we have 36 collections in the market, and we
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management line has been connected. Thank you for holding.
Sorry for disruption. I was mentioning to you that our strategic investment in the green fiber unit, and that is operating at the full capacity, will help us in producing sustainable products, and for which the demand is continuously increasing in the world market as well as in the domestic market by the garment exporters. Similarly, our home textile business, Nestera, which is a initial brand and on which we are focusing now, is seeing better offtake. As of now, we have 36 collections in the market and about 900 retailers are attached with us. And we hope that during this year, this business of home textile of cut service and other, our export is also doing well in home textiles. That should pick up this year and that should help us. In yarn business also, since last 2 months, we are seeing some improvement in margins as the de-stocking by the retailers to a large extent appears to have happened, and now the fresh demand should start coming on. And accordingly, we hope that in FY25, we should see the gradual improvement in margins quarter after quarter, and we hope to have better financial year FY25, and we are cautiously optimistic for FY25. Thank you, and now we can take the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Amit Agarwal from Leeway Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
My question is regarding the expansion plans. Sir, 2 years back, we came out with a very exciting expansion plan. But within 2 years, when the market turned down, so we have surrendered our land. And we have, it has costed us 8 crores. So what was the need of surrendering the land? We could have always waited for the market to improve and continue with the expansion plan. Because once the markets turn around, then we again have to spend the money on the land. What is the take on this?
That's right. And there is a time limit by which you can surrender the land. As of now, we have paid only 20% fees of the surrender of the land. Had we not surrendered the land and had we not put up the project, which was not coming up, as you know, due to bad market condition, the entire money paid would have been forfeited. So the government has said that if you don't want to go ahead with the project right now, it is better that you surrender the land, and otherwise the entire amount will be forfeited. And you can reapply because the policy is many years to go. So we can always look for that and we can always go ahead with that. So that is the reason we have surrendered the land, and we are always believing that we will definitely put up this project or some other project, and we are committed to the exports of the company. But as you know, the market conditions are so bad, and at this point of time, visibility is very poor. So it was thought better, and it appears to be a very wise decision to surrender the land and strengthen the existing business first, and then we can always go ahead as we have been going in the past. Thank you.
Sir, I just couldn't understand how much was the land costing. Couldn't we pay the whole amount and then bid it for 6 months or 1 year to market to improve?
No, you see, you had to complete. We were required to complete the project in the designated time. Even if the market would have improved in 6 months' time, and which may improve or may not improve, but the project execution of project takes at least 1 year to 2 years, such a new size or even a smaller size. So that would not have been possible, and there was every possibility that the entire amount will be forfeited. So it was about 40 crores of rupees. So it was better that we surrendered the land, and land is available. We can always go and take it back. And it was covering the interest also. So by the amount which we have lost by the surrender of the land will be covered by the interest itself.
And how easy is it to apply for the land again and continue with the expansion plan 6 months down the line or 1 year down the line? How easy is it to apply the land for?
We can always do that. That option is always available with us. And we can always review the project. Not necessarily that we go for the same project. There are many new product lines are coming up. We can review the market and other things. Then not necessary that we go for yarn. We can go for some other things. Related to the textile, of course, downstream or something like that, like technical textiles or anything. So those options are open and we are committed for the growth.
And my second question is regarding the PET project. 3 or 4 years back when we came up with the project, PET project, it was told to us that it would help in improving the margins. But if you compare with all the other big yarn companies, I think we are still working, our margins are still lower than those yarn companies. In spite of that, we are running a PET project along with it. What could be the reason?
You see, you are not comparing our results with the standalone spinning mills. We have only a small portion of compact styles. The results to which you are comparing have a lot of integration by way of fabrics, which we don't have. So that's why I said that we are reassessing in which line we need to go further instead of investing money only on the yarn. So you are comparing with those companies which have about 50%, 30% of the fabric capacity. They are integrated textiles and something. If you will compare with the standalone, then there will not be much difference. Secondly, as you know, we have been on the value-added segment of dyed yarns. Most of our capacity was used for different types of dyed yarns, including cotton and cotton-blended melange yarn, which used to be specialty. In this downturn, maximum impact was on such type of yarns, because this was unprecedented scenario, market scenario, and which only commodity goods were selling. And because we were forced to manufacture commodity goods, our machines and equipments and our structure and everything strength is in dyed yarns and specialty yarns and our entire development setup and other things. So because that was on a back footing this period of time. But gradually it is coming up and again we will have the same strength. And of course we are looking for other projects also in non-apparel segment. So those things are going to, that's why I said that we are consolidating our everything. So first of all, we have to see that our margins goes above others in the standalone spinning, and then we will look for other projects also.
So you just mentioned about that we might go for expansion in some other segments. Is it regarding the fabric segment, or you are thinking something else now besides these two segments?
Not necessary. We are exploring various opportunities, but definitely relating to textile. It may be technical textile. It may be specialty products. It may be something relating to textile, but not necessarily yarn or fabric, which is already there is a glut. It may be non-apparel. Basically, it can be non-apparel because in apparel, every time challenges keep on coming. So we are evaluating like sports where we can go. Some new type of lines we can go. We are exploring all these opportunities. Once the visibility is clear, we will look into that.
And my question is regarding fabric segment also. So do you think that we'll continue seeing the percentage of textile business expanding in our overall business?
Home textile?
Yeah.
We hope so. Let us see how does it work. We hope that it should improve.
And sir, cotton prices just moved up in last 3-4 months. Does it help in improving the margins in the business right now or no?
Cotton is, you see, margins have improved a little bit, but still it depends upon, if you will compare the new units, which have set up in the last 4 or 5 years with the fully automatic plant and other things, where the interest cost may be a little more, but the productivity and quality is much better than the machines which we have for the dyed yarns and other things. So there has been improvement in cotton yarn margin, but it is not out of the woods, because cotton rates has unexpectedly had come down. From 101 cent, it has come down to 75 cents in ice. Similarly, in India, from 62,000 sankar seeds, it has come down to 55,000, 56,000, something like that. So it was unexpected. So in cotton, when the rates go down, demand stops, margins goes down. So that is the reason, but there has been improvement in cotton yarn margin, but it is not out of the woods.
And my last question is regarding the spinning units. How much of our spinning units is very modern and some of our spinners are a bit old? What percentage of our spinners are a bit old and some of
none of our spindle is more than 15 years or something like that old. And major capacity is modernized, but as I said to you, our capacity and other things all are designed for the dyed and specialty yarns. Because in grey yarn, the production facilities are little different because long lengthening frames, automatic and other things, right? Because different, so many number of sets, specialty products, automation is different. So that is not that our unit is old. But when I said that a grey cotton yarn, you were asking specifically, in grey cotton yarn, if the unit is 15 years old, and if it is 3 years old, there is a difference because there has been improvement in cotton yarn, grey cotton yarn manufacturing techniques.
Okay, thank you.
If you have any other question, you please feel free to write.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Arun Gajaria from Boring Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand, so considering the cycle is kind of starting to revive from your commentary and from industry commentary, do we have any plans to undertake additional capex? As you must have seen, some of the incumbents have already announced undertaking capex. So do you have any plans to do that right now?
Yes. We have a capex plan for this year of 100 crores because we always keep on modernizing our plant and we never our plan to get outdated. So that capex plan is there. Say, for example, there are many things which set the new type of fabrics and other things even in the for yarn. Say, lycra, for example.
So those type of demand is coming up, say, compact yarn. So those type of whatever additions are required, at the same time, we always try to keep our capacity fully modernized. So this year we have a capex plan of 100 crores.
So with these brown with these brownfield projects, how much capacity will you be able to add?
We have not yet decided to add any downstream capacity.
Okay.
We are choosing 100 crore capex is to take care of our existing facilities, where we will have value addition at things and also wherever any new products for home textile or any other wherever we have to add certain machines to produce those type of things. Because we always believe in keeping our plant fully modernized.
Okay. Okay. And now that the market has started to revive, do you think you'll be back on profitable days starting next quarter, next quarter for that matter?
You see, you have seen our quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. You must have noticed that there is quarter after quarter there is improvement, and we expect that this continue, though it will be slow and gradual because the visibility is still not there. Geopolitical tensions are there, Red Sea crisis are going on. So, but still we feel that quarter after quarter there will be gradual recovery and margins will be better in FY25 as compared to quarter four even.
Okay, so FY25 should be a relatively profitable quarter versus your F24, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, quarter after quarter, we expect gradual recovery and margins will be better. This is what we expect at this point of time. The visibility is very poor due to uncertainty still continuing, geopolitical and other reasons, but definitely there is some improvement.
And how are things in the domestic market at this point with reference to demand?
Whenever the demand in export market is down, whether the yarn or fabrics or apparel, ultimately it impacts the yarn. So there the export demand is very gradual pickup is there, and whenever it is not there, there is pressure on the domestic market. And due to that, the domestic market comes under the pressure, irrespective of the same level of demand. So the domestic demand should also start once the, because as of now in India, elections are going on, a lot of workers have gone in on the consuming centers, workers have gone to their houses for the casting their vote and other things. So I think after 15th June or something, the markets will start improving and demand will also improve and margins will also improve.
And in the home textile segment, what is the capacity utilization right now at the units?
Capacity utilization
of home textile may be about 50% because we are focusing more on the value-added, not on the capacity. So gradually our exports are increasing on home textile. We are increasing our Nestera products. So at the moment it is about 50%, but the rest of the capacity is utilized at 20-25% for the job work where we only cover the overheads and to cover the overheads and something. But gradually our capacity will start increasing. And this year I think there will be there's a good improvement in home textile.
Okay. Around 150 bits. Because versus other participants in the industry, almost all of them are running at around 75-80% capacity utilization. So, how are we looking at the utilization this year?
How are we looking at the utilization this year?
Of the spinning. Spinning is still, you see.
Home textile.
In home textile,
you see that capacity utilization should be about 65%.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you for taking my questions and have a great year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Akshay Gapani from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
So, hi, good afternoon, sir. I have two questions. One was you were saying about Red issue. So, Red Sea issue and how much it is impacting the current operations of the business. And second one is that we have seen the positive performance from the home textile segment. So currently, can you share like which is the country to which the exports, like we are having the most exports And are we also expanding the geographical markets more into the home textile segment?
Yes. You first asked about the impact of the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. The Red Sea crisis, you see, there are two things which is happening. Number one, the ships are taking more time because they have to go through different routes. And the ocean freights has also increased. So there is impact on that, though demand, whatever demand was there, it is gradually a little bit improving, but the cost is increasing. So some portion of the cost is borne by the buyer and some portion has to be borne by us in the commodity goods. In value-added goods, we are able to pass on the increased cost to the buyer. So this is the position, and ultimately this is impacting. Transit time is longer, freight costs are higher. And this is the position of the Red Sea. Secondly, you are talking about the exports. Our major exports of home textiles to developed countries like USA, and we are definitely earlier it used to be Middle East, but that is low cost, low profit country. So we are diverting our geographies. Now we are penetrating in European countries also. So that way we are targeting more of the developed countries where the value addition and realizations will be better.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tanesh Shah from Stellar Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So my question was regarding cotton yarn. So what would be the cotton yarn spread for this quarter?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
So what would be the cotton yarn spread for this quarter?
Cotton spread, sir. Cotton yarn spread.
Cotton spread. You see, very little quantity we are manufacturing of grey cotton yarn. And we are mainly manufacturing of the dyed cotton yarns, where the spread depends upon set to set and count to count. This is the type of the thing. If you talk to me, say, if, say normal grey cotton yarns, the exact spread I may not be able to tell you, but that is just covering the cost.
Okay, sir. So, what is the capacity utilization you are targeting for FY25-26? And can we expect better numbers in coming two quarters?
Capacity utilization, can you expect a better number in the next quarters?
No, you see, so far spinning is concerned, it is already operating about full capacity. Sometimes, you see, if the particular, say we have different products, if for one particular product demand is a little less, there may be 2-3% here and there. And 2-3% capacity may be where those may be highly losing products or something like that. So 95% is always being used as of now. So we expect that more or less this will be the in this quarter, because this quarter there may be some labor shortage and other things because of the elections and all those type of things. But from our capacity utilization is almost full at this point of time.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, you may press star and one. Thank you.
No other questions.
As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Khandelia for closing comments.
Thank you all very much for the active participation, and as a closing remark, I would like to say that we are fully geared up to weather the storm which is presently being faced by the spinning industry, but it is getting away, and we are cautiously optimistic for this year, and it appears to us that this year should be gradual improvement will be there, and we will see better results going forward. Thank you.
On behalf of Sutlej Textiles and Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Welcome.